USA Radio News.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden declared victory in the 2020 election November 7th, a declaration disputed by President Donald Trump. Biden, 77, said that he is honored and humbled by the trust the American people have placed in him and running mate Senator Kamala Harris. Trump, vying for a second term, responded in a statement, "We all know why Joe Biden is rushing to falsely pose as the winner and why his media allies are trying hard to help him. They don't want the truth to be exposed. The simple fact is this election is far from over. Joe Biden has not been certified as the winner of any states, let alone highly contested states. Legal votes decide who is president, not the news media," he added. "The results of Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are being contested by the Trump campaign." This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Georgia is headed for a recount. Trump keeps gaining on Biden's lead in Arizona. Lawmakers are calling for a full audit in Pennsylvania and court cases there and elsewhere, primarily centering around mail-in ballots, are playing out. A slew of media outlets Saturday declared Biden the winner of the election. In Philadelphia, Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani told reporters, "Networks don't get to decide elections, courts do." Catholic Vote President Brian Birch issued the following statement following today's media declaration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as the winners of the 2020 election. Quote, "The election is far from over and no American should accept the outcome until states certify their results and all legal challenges have been resolved. The American people are entitled to the assurance that every legal vote was counted and that there were no voter irregularities." This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A second and even bigger spike in COVID-19 cases is causing shortages in equipment again. Kenneth Burns has this special report.
We're learning of the shortage as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. The U.S. set yesterday another record in the number of cases being reported in a single day. Dr. Uchi Blackstock is an emergency medicine physician. She told CBS News why we are looking at shortages now.
One, because the time between the apex here in New York City and now, there was no national strategy for procuring more personal protective equipment. So that's one. We don't only have hospitals taking care of patients that need a PPE, but we're reopening outpatient clinics and private practices that also need personal protective equipment.
Makers of the so-called N95 mask are struggling to keep up with demand. 3M, the largest domestic manufacturer of those masks, which filter out at least 95% of very small particles, including viruses, told CBS that U.S. and global demand for PPE or personal protective equipment continues to far exceed supply for the entire history. From the East Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
There may be hope for a COVID-19 vaccination sometime later next month. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it is possible, but
I don't like overconfidence, but I can tell you that I'm cautiously optimistic that a vaccine is going to take us out of this very difficult position.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jim Taylor.